No, you see me on some real heat with my crew looking cute in my two-piece. Don't need them bothering me. I'm catching fast without the demons. Wanna party, wanna wild out. Wanna dance to the beat till I pass out. Hey, I'm trying to kick it with my ladies, baby, yeah.
Me and my girls are going in this summer. My dick and chill in the sun. Fly trip at the Dominican. Oh God, I'm gone, oh God, I'm gone. Looking so sensational. Then my brakes go down to the floor. I walk around like a phenomenon. Oh God, I'm gone, oh God, I'm gone.
You see me on some real heat with my crew looking cute in my two-piece. Don't need them bothering me. I'm catching fast without the feelings. Wanna party, wanna tryna hand nobody's babies, baby.
Fun. Hello. I hope you guys are well and can hear me properly. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Her Side. Oh my gosh, where do I even begin? It's been a minute. It hasn't even been that long. It's been a week. But for me, it feels long because I haven't spoken in here in a week. Based on last week's events. Last week was pretty hectic for me, personally. I had a wedding and so much to involved in that wedding. So many things were going left, right. And I was out every single day. So I only recuperated, 2 days ago. The wedding was outside of London. So it literally took me 2 days to to get over my phase, to get over the wedding, I guess. It's something that's been in the works since last year. And you know when you're just so happy when something's finally finished and over and you never have to think about it ever again? That's how I feel. So it took me 2 days to how do you say in English? Because I'm thinking of the French version, de reposer, which means rest. Yeah, that's it. Took me 2 days to rest and be back to normal because, like I said, last week really took a toll on me mentally and physically. And yeah, so I'm back at it. I'm really excited about today's episode, actually. I was meaning to talk to you guys about maintenance. Maintenance internally as well as externally. Maintenance, it's a big one. I'm going to first talk about internally and then I'm going to move on to externally. And obviously in between there's going to be songs that or artists that kind of represent that of what I'm talking about. And obviously the lyrics sometimes... lyrics sometimes are in alignment with what I'm saying. So yeah, I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited because I am. The first song was by Flo, Summertime. If you guys don't know, get to know. Yeah, because they have incredible, incredible vocals. And I think the first song that I was introduced was Cardboard Box because that was everywhere. And good on them, you know, and they're from here, so that makes me just even more proud. And they've got incredible voices. It's so amazing. When they do their little harmonies, it's just so amazing. I just don't know how they do it. So yeah, I hope that you guys will enjoy this episode, because I know I will. I'm ready for the internally part. No, actually both. I'm like, am I ready for the internally part? No, I like both, because I will bring in my own experience as well. And then hopefully I can get some feedback from you guys on the importance of maintenance when it comes to both parts, internally and externally. So yeah, thank you for listening so far, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. So in the meantime, I'm just gonna take a little break and get you in the zone as to what I'm gonna be talking about. So just bear with me, guys, and then we're gonna take our break and then we can get straight into it. Okay, all right, so this first song is by Tyler Jane, I believe. Tyler Jane, I met her, well, I didn't meet her, but I found her music through TikTok, which I'm grateful for, because her lyrics are really empowering, and I think everyone should be listening to her, because I really like the way, just her words that she speaks. It's really, really nice, so very encouraging words, especially for young females out there. So yeah, this is Tyler Jane. The song is called Energy, I believe. Yeah, so here's Tyler Jane.
Cause I'm working on my energy, cleaning up, I'm taking care of myself and me. Drinking coffee, take a sip, they say I'm sparkling. Manifest, I write it down, you know it's happening. Working on my dream life, yeah, my bank account be real fine. Got my skincare, yeah, I glow shine. Cause I'm working on my energy, cleaning up, I'm taking care of myself and me. Drinking coffee, take a sip, they say I'm sparkling. Manifest, I write it down, you know it's happening. And I eat anything that I want. I got a belly, got a booty, got that dun dun dun. I'm on the grind, I level up, I do it just for fun. See you watching, take a picture, then it lasts for love. Cause we don't deal with drama. Nah, nah, you wanna hit, you gon' get karma. Nah, nah, we living big, we gon' get nana. Nah, nah, you look at me, you like ooh la la. La la la. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me where's the truth, I see fake. Yeah, that won't shine through, cause I be doing me. You do you, babe, you should do you. Switch your point of view, watch the change. Girl, it starts with you. Last year was a mess, but I'm growing up. Thanking God that I'm so blessed. Yeah, show me love. Say, girl, don't teach yourself unless get your glow up. And it's all because I'm working on my energy. Cleaning up, I'm taking care of myself and me. Drinking coffee, take a sip, they say I'm sparkling. Manifest, I write it down, you know it's happening. Then it lasts for love. Working on my
I hope that you guys enjoyed that one by Tyler Jane. So yeah, let's get right into it. Importance of maintenance. The importance of maintenance internally. Okay, so my take on this. I don't even know where to begin. I could talk about this all day, but at the same time, it's like, where do you start? I always bring up like the mental like aspects, both internally and externally. Like for me, does wonders on my mental health, but it's the getting there for me. So I know as though, I hope that you guys are okay with that. I know as well that this, it's actually really bothering me, guys, the echoiness. This is the last time I'm going to be in the studio, mate. But as I was saying, so yeah, I know the importance of making sure that I'm okay internally in order to radiate externally. But for me, it's the process of getting there. I can be, I don't know if many can relate to this, but I can be like my biggest critic or my biggest, let's say, what's the word? Self-sabotager. Yeah, that is me. I have the tendency, sorry guys, I have a tendency of doing that towards myself. And I've come to realize that it actually gets in line with what is meant for me. And when I mean that, I also mean internally exactly what is supposed to be right for me. So I know that like internally, I'd like to build a connection more with God, or like I'd like to, there's so many things that are like just not sitting right with me, and I know that I have to work on it and in order to radiate externally. So my thing is that sometimes I will be the one to be like going too far gone. I think, oh, I'm going too far gone in order to not get any help. Like I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm too far gone that, you know, I can't make this change, whether internally or externally. Like it just depends on me. Like it doesn't matter. But my tendency is like, oh, if I keep going, keep going, keep going, I know that eventually I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to wake up and like realize that, hey, I've done a lot of damage here and it's about time that I fix myself up. So I'm on that path right now where I'm keep doing damage to myself and internally, and I'm feeling, when I mean internally, I'm feeling like, oh, I have this heaviness on my heart, like I don't feel good, or like I'm lacking patience, I'm getting snappier, the willpower is not there, the discipline's not there, all these tendencies that you need in order to progress in life, I'm feeling as though I'm lacking that. And so I'm working on that, really, I am, but it's easier said than done. And like I said, I have these tendencies to just evaporate, not even evaporate, but just to self-sabotage. And I know that that's not really the way that I'm meant to be doing, but it's just how I've kind of hardwired myself. So it's a lot of amending internally in order to, you know, reap the benefits, even externally or just in general, like reap the benefits. So it's really, really hard for me, but I'm going through it. It's a day by day progress. It's a day-by-day process, and it really does depend on the individual and what they can endure and what they need to work on. But I know that just me personally, internally, would probably matter more to me than externally. I'd say probably it's 50-50 if I'm being honest, because I do see the wonders of, let's say, improving how I feel on the inside and how that looks externally. Like I've had so many compliments and be like, oh, like I could be working on myself like internally. Like when I mean internally, I could be like, oh, I'm practicing meditation, or I'm practicing all these practices that make me a better human. And then people would be like, hey, like you seem happier. That's what they view from the outside, right? Because obviously they're not me, they can't see exactly how I'm feeling, but that's how they would view. They'd be like, oh, you seem happier, or like you seem just like a new version of yourself. And I think that's like the best compliment you can get. But like I said, work, it all works, it all starts from within. That is that's something that everyone says, but it's actually really true, you know. It really does start from within, and then eventually blossoming, you will see the results externally, or others will see the results externally. But like I said, it's a bit of a journey. It is a bit of a journey that I'm still on, and I'm assuming my listeners are on as well. If not, then it's cool. But I do wish that you guys could think about how you could be better individuals and how you can work on how you are internally, like, yeah, as a human being, I guess. And in a way, you kind of put internal aspects and external aspects on the same wavelength. You shouldn't put one above the other, but keep it as a balance per se, because from then I feel like great things will come. If you're internally and externally great, we've all heard of those sayings where there's individuals who look, let's say externally, when I mean externally, they mean like from the outside, so beautiful, or like just fit in, I don't know, European standards, or I don't know, like anything. But yeah, inside they've got this terrible personality, or they've got this, like, they don't seem genuine, or all these attributes that you just wouldn't associate. So that's why I was aligning the song Energy by Tyler Jane with what I'm saying now, is because at the end of the day, it does all come down to energy. And most people vibe with who they vibe with. And that is because internally they feel like, ooh, I'd get involved with this person because they seem like a cool person. This is not the circumstance of everyone, but at least how I approach friendships or relationships or anything like that. I'm like, okay, cool. I look both at external and internal. Like, of course they both have to be on the same balance or whatever. Nothing is more or less than, but I will say just a tiny bit, probably internal, just for the long run, because looks can fade. I'm telling you now, looks can fade. I mean, you can do all you want, but looks can fade. And how you are as a person, how you are valued as a person is worth everything. It really is. I think it's worth everything. It's what will carry your name. It's what people think of you. You don't even have to care about what people think of you, but it's like what you would be remembered by, you know? They can be like, oh, you were absolutely stunning, but how were you as a person? What did you give to others? What did you contribute to others? How can I do so? Do you know what I mean? Like, you left something that was an impression on people, that was something bigger than yourself. And that's how they remembered you, by that one action or that one characteristic point of view, or that one flaw, or I don't know. So yeah, that's how I think internally how much of an influence you could be, and how it's important to maintain and to have maintenance when it comes to internal, like how you are internally. So I'd say if you are a religious person, or if you're a spiritual person, get into your practices. Religious, you know, like get into your practice, going closer to God, or whatever you think is just the right step for you. Spiritual, whatever you want to go through, just do it. Like, at the end of the day, either way, it is a way of you growing inside rather than outside. So yeah, so that is a way of maintaining internally how you are. I'd also say, yeah, growing closer in your practices or in your relationship with God. I'd also say, oh, I had a point there. It's just literally just gone out of my mind. I had a point. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I hate when it does this. Oh, my brain. I hate when it does this. Oh, support group. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, people who can, like, make you a better person. I had that, and I was really grateful for. I still have it, but it's, like, it's just my lack of communication. That's just, but I was really grateful for that support group. Some people that are aligned with what you, who you are, as a person. Yeah, get in touch. Make sure that you keep a good relationship with them. Like, just because the journey can be quite lonesome, it's nice to have people that are on the same wavelength and can help you maintain how you want to be as a person or how you're feeling internally. I think it's a great shout to have a support group or people who are in line with what you're trying to do. So yeah, that's one. I would also say, yeah, just habits. Like, I'm going back to the first point of just like habits and a routine. This works for both internally and externally. Oh my gosh, I don't know how many times I'm just going to keep doing that. I hope you guys aren't hearing it. But if you are, I do apologize. I do not know where this is coming from, this echoey, echoiness. Because I'm not in my usual studio, so maybe that is that. So, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, okay. I'm back now. That was a little short little thing. But, yeah, as I was saying, I those 3 points, habits, maintaining a relationship, whether you are spiritual or religious, also a support group. So yeah, habits is just something that everyone should be doing, really. Even myself, I am in the habit stage just because I want to elevate my life, and in order to do that, I need to develop habits. So yeah, that's something that you could be benefiting from internally first, and then you will reap the benefits externally afterwards, if that makes any sense. So yeah, I hope that you have understood exactly what I mean internally, maintaining your maintenance. Yeah, so if you have any more points, or if you disagree, agree with what I've been saying, please just let me know. And yeah, we can talk further, because I'd love to talk about this. Just right now, those are the top things I can think of right now. Usually I'd have notes on it, but I literally forgot to bring my notepad, so that is a shame in itself. But I think I've done so well so far internally thinking about it. So yeah, I hope that you enjoyed that little segment. We're just now going to take a break, and then I'm going to talk about mentally I'm going to talk about just the importance of maintenance externally. So yeah, hope that you are enjoying this episode so far. Again, apologies for the technical difficulties. I'm not in my usual studios, and it's a shame because my usual studio would not be doing this madness. Yeah, so I'm next going to put a song by Kali Yukas, and it's Prendelo. I can't remember the full name of the song. What is it? I think I found it. Oh. Te pongo mal. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm trying to learn Spanish, yeah, and on the Duolingo. But it's getting there. I will get there eventually. I know a good amount of Latino individuals that could teach me if they have the time. But it's just on me, I guess. So, yeah, I hope that you guys are enjoying this. And this is Prendelo by Kali Yukas.
Papi, quiero gritar, no veo los aburridos llenos de envidia. Tengo un toque, vale todo, se te nota.
We're back. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one by Kali Uchis. You know, ever since she dropped her album back in 2020, that was the album that I was streaming like the most during that time. I think so. Or it was one of the albums. Because I was really, really in love with the project. But yeah, I'd like to see her in concert. Oh wait, did I see her in concert? No. She was in London recently, but I didn't go and see her. Because she was on a different day to the day that I was going on. It was wireless. Long story. But anyway, yeah. So now we're going to talk about maintenance externally. Oh, I think this is a topic in itself that can be very lengthy. I'm going to try and keep it short and sweet because of time, as well as I think it's just and everyone knows the importance of it. I personally tend to underestimate how much physical external appearance can do wonders on my mental health. I underestimate how happy or how stunning I look when I actually take care of myself. Like, honestly, when I'm not looking ridiculous every single day and I actually take care of myself, it does wonders. It lifts me up. But sometimes, you know, you're in your thoughts and you think, oh, I don't look that bad, but really, you look terrible. Yeah, that's when you need to fix up. So yeah, it was probably, yeah, it was the wedding prep of last week when I was doing all the duties that you do when you're preparing for a wedding or going to an event, big event like that. So nails, feet, hair, eyebrows, lashes, body looking right, everything under the sun is probably what I did. And I was just like, you know, like, the amount of money I was spending, I was like, oh, this hurts. This is when you need someone. I'm like, for me, I'm such an independent person. I'm like, I don't need no one. Like, but this is the time when you need someone. You know what I mean? Like, it hurts me. I feel good, but it hurts me. It's like, I can't get both. I can't get one. I have to get both. It hurts me, but I feel good. And while I was doing all that, at the end of it, I actually looked really, really good. And like right now, I'm wearing coloured hair, like kind of like what I was wearing when I was 19. I had like ginger hair when I was 19. But this one is longer. It's not really ginger. Oh, it's like a darker version of ginger, but it's kind of on the same wavelength. Just some coloured hair that really suits my complexion. And I was like, wow. I look good, and like people were telling me I look good as well, especially when the event happened. I actually looked really, really good, and I was like, it's just because it's been a couple of months that I've looked like that. And I was just thinking, wow, like I feel great. And I, like I said, I always forget when I don't do it often, I always forget the importance of maintenance when it comes to external, like doing your hair, nails, skincare. Like, it really does wonders. And I don't know if there's a study or what, but like, to all the girls or even guys, the amount of money that you spend, yeah, like, it's worth it and it's necessary. If you got the money, do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you only live once. You want to look great in order to feel great. And yeah, appearance isn't everything, but at the same time, it kind of is. Do you know what I mean? I'd still put it on the same. I still put it on the same wavelength as internally how you feel and externally how you feel. At the end of the day, it's who you feel as a person that matters. You can get all the compliments in the world, but you can also get the critics, and you have to you also have to put in the you have to remind yourself that as how quickly people can tear you, can brag about you in a good way, is how quickly as well they can tear you down. And we see that every day on the internet. And yeah, I don't even know what I was saying. How am I just rambling? And I forgot my point. I forgot my point. Oh my gosh, I forgot my point, guys. So, you know, this is just me just being as real as I can, because I just literally just forgot my point. How am I talking about something? And then I was trying to like ring it up with what I was saying, but now I forgot what I was going to say. I completely forgot what I was going to say. It's just ridiculous. But yeah, just understand me in saying it's important. I've come to realize it, because I'm someone who very much neglects how I feel lately, especially how I've been looking externally as well as internally. A lot of neglection. And it's only recently that I've been like, okay, time to get your stuff together, time to get your ish together, because this is not cute. This is how you're supposed to elevate when you're not even in the right mind frame as well as looking the part. You know what I mean? I hope you know what I mean. But yeah, it all comes down to how you feel inside and outside. And then that can take you to places you never know. It could take you to places that you never would have dreamed about, just because you're, let's say, charismatic or confident. You've got those contributes, and then you look good too. Like, mate, you'd be underestimating the power of freaking, let's say, pretty privilege, or just how you are as a person. It really can get you far places. And I'm counting on that, because I'm working my ass off on both internally and externally how I'm looking and how I'm feeling for myself. But I'm hoping to reap the benefits soon. I will. I mean, I have before, especially in the externally part, but you know, when you can never know if it's genuine, especially when it's coming from others. Sometimes, maybe, but sometimes you just never know. You know, you don't know people's intentions. And that's just the world that we live in. I like to not assume people's intentions, but me as a person, I really do much like to see the good in individuals. I don't like to assume the worst. And that's why I'm like so big on forgiveness or moving on, or like I don't hold any grudges per se. Maybe I hold grudges, but like I said, I don't hold grudges for a long time. My family may disagree, but my family's on a different spectrum. My family is on a different spectrum. There's parts of me that only my family have access to, because yeah. But yeah, let me go back to the external part. I hope that everyone understands exactly what I mean. Many people spend money and time and hours and all on the external part, but please don't neglect how you feel as a person inside. Like I said, there are individuals who can look the part, but yet it's not the type of people that you want to be hanging around with, just because internally they don't really vibe with what you're on. They don't vibe with what you're about. And that's okay. You just got to know your people and work on both, because don't neglect both. If I'm saying it to myself, I hope that you can say it to yourself as well, because it really is important. And think of the health benefits, like, especially the young people that are listening to this, like, please. I think I'm coming to realization. I'm like, you know, like, I have to take care of myself, because it's all about self-care. Like, it's all about self-care. I've talked about self-care on my podcast. Like, take care of yourself, because at the end of the day, you're all that you have, and you don't want to be reaping any negative things in the future. Just take care of yourself now. Benedy, take care of yourself now, I'm telling myself, because even I listen to these episodes just as a reminder. So I'm like, B, just take care of yourself, because, like, you ain't got no one else but you. And like, you have such a healthy, good, no, like, what's the problem? There's no problems. Like, I have such a healthy, good body, so externally, and as well as a good heart that just, you know, you can like tweak here and there, but just take care of the whole package. Like, at the end of the day, that's all you have. I hope that I'm resonating with you guys, because I could talk about this for days, and how much my mood can reflect and how I look both internally and externally. It's something that I go through every day. It's a battle that I fight every single day. All I tell myself is that, what can I do to be better than the person that I was yesterday? And that's how you keep it moving. That's how you keep it going on, if that makes any sense. Yeah, that's how you keep it moving, honestly. That's how you keep it moving in this world, in this environment, and how you feel. So, deep breath in. Okay, that took a toll out of me, you know. I was just literally just talking. I didn't even, like, take a breather. Oh my gosh, maybe I'm going to do some guided meditation session tonight. Sometimes I'd be sleeping, I'm meditating, but I end up sleeping because I feel so comfortable. Maybe I should do that tonight. Yeah. I'm looking forward to bed, mate. This is around, like, what? It's like 10 at night that I'm recording this. I'm probably going to, what am I going to do? I'm going to record this tonight, obviously, and I'm going to release it tomorrow. So you guys should be listening to this another day. It doesn't have to be what day is it today? It doesn't have to be the 19th of August, but obviously another day. But yeah, I'm just letting you know, it's Thursday, the 18th of August, about 10 something, and here I am recording because I love what I do, and it's a therapy session for me. And you like to hear me ramble because that's what I do on a daily. But yeah. Whoop. That is the end of my TED Talk. Thank you for listening. I'm happy to talk about this, and I'm happy to hear your thoughts as well. It really does mean a lot to me about this topic. Like I said, it's a bit similar to my previous episode on self-care and self-care Sundays. That's a thing in itself that I really hope that my listeners are doing. It's just a whole day to dedicate to yourself, Sundays on what you want to do, and just chillaxing. I feel like Sundays are probably like my favorite days of the week, just because I like resting and like having a new start to the week and whatnot. And yeah, so yeah, until next time, guys. Next episode will be out. Maybe I will try and squeeze another episode this week. I have to see. I do have another event that I will be attending this week as well. It's an attend. I have to attend this one. I'm going to be helping my mother and her business. So yeah, so most likely you'll get another episode next week. But yeah, other than that, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Please hit me up with any questions or inquiries or talks. We can talk about this episode, or we can talk about my previous episodes, or anything, really. I just like talking to you guys and making new friends, like just talking to people who kind of are on the same wavelength. So I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for everyone who shows support. And yeah, these are never going to stop, because at the end of the day, they're my therapy sessions and people are enjoying them. So yeah, I do it for the people, I do it for the fam, I do it for myself. So yeah, here's to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm now going to leave you guys with the song by, what's the name? It's hard to pronounce my name. It's not really hard, but I don't know exactly how to say it. Manelia? I don't know. She's from here. But she's got this banging song that I really love. So everyone that's been played so far on this episode, they're banging songs, and they're inspiring individuals. Like their music is very good. They have a part to play in exactly what I'm saying. And yeah, I like these individuals. So do check out these artists and let me know if you're listening to them or I put you on, or even recommend me more songs that you guys are listening to, because I'm down for that. So yeah, here is Say Yeah by Manelia. I even said the name wrong, hella wrong, but it is what it is.
You not rockin' with the best. Boy, don't you leave me on red. I'ma tell you one last time, stop playing with me. You know bad, bad bitch don't come for free. You not rockin' with the best. Boy, don't you leave me on red. I'ma tell you one last time, stop playing with me. And let's go, let's go.
Stop wasting minutes. You know I always keep you on your toes when you're in it, so don't keep it away from me for long. I'm gone, I want you all alone. Touch me, tease me, love me, please me, baby, yeah. You got a fella that you want,
say yeah.
Need some old school love,
say yeah.
Wish he had a switch, yeah, that you could hit, let, yeah, him know what you with,
yeah.
You got a fella that you want,
say yeah.
Need some old school love,
say yeah.
Up in the air, let him know that you care, yeah. You don't wanna be my man, but I wanna be your girl. Boy, I know when you're around me, feels like you're on top of the world. Just a love of a lust, Cupid done shot me up.
We gotta make this serious, we gotta make this serious.
I know you about your cream, mommy told me stay away from gangsters. Always thought the money was handsome, treat me like ransom. Consider this a bad bitch anthem for my ladies who feel me. I know you want it bad, you ain't gotta fight. Bring it on back, when you're ready we'll take flight. Disappear into the night. You got a fella that you want,
say yeah.
Need some old school love,
yeah.
Wish you had a switch,
yeah,
that you could hit, let him know what you with,
yeah.
You got a fella that you want,
say yeah.
Need some old school love,
say yeah.
Put your hands up in the air, let them know that you care, yeah. You don't wanna be my man, but I wanna be your girl. Boy, I know when you're around me, it feels like you're on top of the world. Just the love of a lust, Cupid done shot me up.
We gotta make this serious, we gotta make this serious.
Anything I want, I get. I'm better than your ex in the next. Watch me sell and flex. I need a nigga that's gonna turn me out.